Velkommen til Øjrene Danmark. Hvordan kan videnskab og research fremme udviklingen for den næste generation i EU? Det blev der diskuteret på et åbent rundt om bord debatmøde i Europaparlamentet i Bruxelles. Her blev videnskabslegatet for unge forsker Marie Curie-fonden og EU's investeringer i innovation, research og teknologi taget op og vendt. En af dem, der deltog i debatten, var Bettine Goulard fra Eurochambers, der er en europæisk sammenslutning af forskninger og virksomheder. Hun ser programmet fra en forretningsmæssig synspunkt. Connect Euronet var sammen med Europakommissionens Direktorat for Uddannelse, Ungdom og Kultur til stede i Bruxelles. Og historien var lavet af journalist Jonas Schmidt Hansen.
Why did you have this debate here now? Why is it necessary?
It is necessary from a business perspective. It is necessary because Marie Curie grants are not well enough known. They're a very good tool for companies to exchange with the academia, universities and research institutes. So it's something positive. The only problem is that there are not enough grants. So from our point of view, it's a very good program, but we would definitely need more of those grants because it's about 50 grants per year, which is not enough for the industry-academia partnerships, for example.
Det er altså godt, at programmet eksisterer, men samtidig bliver der ikke uddelt nok legater. Hvordan kan EU så få gang i hjulene igen med mere research?
I think the EU programs are an important part of this, of trying to not fall behind. And in Marie Curie, there are also interesting fellowships for students from outside the EU and for EU students to go outside and non-EU students to come to Europe to study. So that's, I think, an important part. But I think what we do in the EU is much fundamental research, which is not always really applicable for the market. So we would need definitely more research programs that are more oriented towards businesses and their needs, that are faster, where the time to grant is shorter, where the procedures are less bureaucratic.
Dette udtalte Bettine Goulard. EU spiller altså en vigtig rolle med de forskellige researchprogrammer, der giver mulighed for både forskere og virksomheder. Dog er der for meget basisforskning og for lidt forskning, der er fokuseret på virksomheder. Samtidig er bureaukratiet for omfattende. Der bliver ikke gjort nok. Vi hører her Bettine Goulard.
Definitely there is room for improvement, especially when it comes to the grants for smaller companies, which are the backbone of our economies. They do not really have their own place in the different research programs. And if we do not talk about the EU research programs, they do not, in many countries, they face problems of access to finance. So even if they have programs and projects of innovation that they want to do, they cannot find any funding for it.
Der bliver ikke gjort nok for de mindre virksomheder. Der er ryggraden af erhvervslivet. Der skal investeres mere i programmer, der leverer flere midler til de mindre virksomheder, der deltager i EU-researchprogrammer, så de bedre har mulighed for at gennemføre projekter og skabe kontakt med andre virksomheder. Hvilken slags videnskab og teknologi skal der hovedsageligt fokuseres på?
What the EU should do is definitely invest more in the business-friendly programs such as the SME instrument or the Fast Track to Innovation, because they facilitate the participation of businesses in the European research programs, and then they may allow also in the same at the same time small companies, small and medium companies, to internationalize and to establish contacts with SMEs from other countries. We should definitely focus on the kind of projects where companies can use the knowledge we gain to profit, to make business with it. So that definitely concerns, for example, ICT, that concerns everything that is now environmental engineering, that concerns health. So also problems that are very important for society that we are looking for solutions for.
Det er vigtigt, at vi fokuserer på projekter, hvor virksomhederne kan bruge den viden, de får ud af det, til at skabe profit. Det er især informationsteknologien, miljøteknologi og sundhedsområdet, der skal fokuseres på. De største udfordringer for programmet er, at det skal være mere kendt, det skal være simplere at søge og det skal der være flere midler til. Programmet uddeler ikke mere end 50 stipendier til eksempelvis Institutes and Academy. Vi spurgte Bettine Goulart, om det ikke var få stipendier.
It definitely needs to be better known, it needs to be simplified, and it needs more money. So in order to have a real effect, we definitely need more grants for young researchers, and we need more projects between business and universities to host and exchange stuff. It's very little, and we are lucky that there are many companies and universities that have programs on their own, that have started such programs and that exchange staff and that work very well together. But definitely Marie Curie grants for example, industry and academia, partnerships are not enough to have a real effect. It's a good idea, and it can sort of make other national governments, regional governments do the same, but it's not enough.
Det er rigtigt, at der ikke er mange legater, der bliver uddelt. Heldigvis er der flere universiteter og virksomheder, der har deres egne programmer. Marie Curie-programmet er en god idé, og det kan føre til, at andre følger trop. Men i sig selv er det ikke nok. En af de andre deltagere ved debatten var Anna Saratte fra Tampere Universitetet i Finland. Hun blev sammen med andre studerende inviteret til debatten for at stille spørgsmål til programmet og for at høre, hvad de kunne forvente i fremtiden.
After interviewing one of the students who has the fellowship, as well as a woman who is working with businesses in Brussels, I think there is quite little marketing for it, so it's not very well known. But certainly it bridges somehow academia and research and businesses in a way that other fellowships don't do.
But there's only 50 grants available. Is that enough?
Well, of course not. And I was just asking them how to have more funding for it. But of course, this is all EU money, so you should go to the EU decision makers to see if it could be expanded somehow. But it sounds very little, of course.
Ifølge Anna Saratte lader det ikke til at være nok oplysninger om programmet, så det er ikke ret kendt. Men det spænder over akademisk tankegang, research og virksomheder, hvilket andre legater ikke gør. Desuden er der ikke nok legater i udbud, og det bør EU gøre noget ved. Men vil hun selv tage programmet?
It sounds like a nice idea. Like, I haven't really decided yet if I'll make more of an academic career or not, but if I would, then of course this sounds really, really profitable.
What challenges do you see for this program?
Right now, I think if you compare it, for example, with Erasmus, it's very little known. So firstly, to have it marketed better, to grow, to be really available for more people. Yeah, these kind of things.
Selvom hun endnu ikke ved, hvilke vej hun vil gå i slutningen af sine studier, vil hun nok søge legatet, hvis hun kom inden for et område, som programmet dækker. De udfordringer, som hun ser programmet har, er dog som nævnt mangel på pladser og det lille kendskab, folk har til det. Programmet er opkaldt efter den fransk-polske videnskabskvinde, der var den første kvinde til at vinde Nobels fredspris. Hun var en banebrydende forsker inden for radioaktivitet. Hun døde i 1934, sandsynligvis efter den mængde strålinger, hun har fået i løbet af sit arbejde.
Euronet går i dybden og går på tværs. Grænseløs radio.